Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's on a lot of people's minds down here in Florida, the 2026 hurricane season and what it means for the real estate market, especially here in Sarasota. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this is actually a really important topic right now because we're starting to see the forecasts come in for 2026. And they're already influencing how both buyers and sellers are thinking about their moves in the market. It's kind of fascinating to watch it happen in real time.
Right, so people are already looking ahead at these forecasts. I mean, we're still dealing with 2025 here. How much weight are folks actually giving to what the forecasters are saying about 2026?
More than you'd think, honestly. Buyers especially, they're doing their homework. They're looking at historical data. They're talking to insurance companies. They're asking about flood zones and elevation. And sellers, they're starting to think strategically about timing. Some are saying, hey, I want to get out before hurricane season really ramps up, while others are thinking, maybe I should wait until after the season to list when there's less panic in the market.
Oh, wow. So it's actually changing people's timelines. That's really interesting. So what are the actual forecasts saying? Is 2026 looking like it's going to be a particularly active year?
The early forecasts are suggesting an active season, which is honestly pretty typical for Florida. But the key thing here is that Sarasota specifically has its own unique considerations. We're on the Gulf Coast, we've got our own geography and storm patterns, and that means the impact is a little different than what you might see in Miami or Tampa. So buyers and sellers in Sarasota need to be thinking about what that means for their specific area.
That's a great point. So it's not just one size fits all for Florida. Sarasota has its own thing going on. What should buyers actually be looking for right now? Like, what are the smart moves?
Smart buyers are doing a few things. First, they're getting clear on insurance costs and availability. That's huge right now. Second, they're really understanding the property's flood risk and elevation. Third, they're looking at the home's storm readiness. How old is the roof? What's the window situation? Is there proper drainage? And honestly, they're also factoring in long-term resilience. This isn't just about the next storm. It's about the next decade of storms.
No kidding. So insurance is a big deal. I've heard that's been getting tougher in Florida. Is that affecting prices at all? Or is it just something people have to budget for?
It's definitely affecting both. Insurance costs are higher, and that changes the math for buyers. It affects what they can actually afford. But it's also starting to influence property values. Homes in lower risk areas or homes that have been upgraded for storm resilience are holding value better. So sellers who've invested in their homes to make them more resilient, that's paying off right now.
Okay, so if you're a seller in Sarasota right now, what's the smart play? Do you list before the season, after? What are you telling your clients?
It really depends on the individual situation. If you've got a property that's in great shape, well-maintained, good insurance situation, I'd say don't rush. You might actually have more leverage after the season when fewer people are listing and you're not competing in that preseason panic. But if you're thinking about selling anyway and you're worried about the market, getting ahead of it earlier in the year could make sense. The key is being strategic and not reactive.
That makes a lot of sense. So basically, know your property, know the market, and don't just panic sell because of what you're hearing on the news, right?
Exactly. And honestly, this is why having good information and understanding what's actually happening in your local market matters so much. The real estate market in Sarasota is strong, and that's not changing because of hurricane forecasts. What's changing is how people are thinking about risk and value. And if you're paying attention to that, you can actually come out ahead.
David, this has been really helpful. I think a lot of people are going to feel a lot better about their decisions when they actually understand what's going on instead of just reacting to headlines. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. It's a great conversation to be having right now, and I'm glad we could talk through it.